Well, I think the most important thing that they can learn and they can keep in mind whenever they're working or whenever they're studying is that we've already hinted at it in a number of ways, is that you can't talk about these things in absolute terms. There isn't a right way to do anything. There isn't a right way. You know, people don't even know, you know, forests and trees, people don't even know how much they're projecting on the clients that they talk to. You know, I was talking to a hypnotist the other day who really is concerned, devastated, in fact, by the way that some practitioners will promote a certain idea. Like let's say, for example, that a particular practitioner has the idea that inner child work is the best thing that you can do with an individual, and they really drank the Kool-Aid and everything. I mean, they're in, you know, they're into that, and there's nothing wrong with inner child work. Don't get me wrong, but they've got the idea that they have finally found the thing that is it, and so that's what they're doing with everybody. Or there are other hypnotists who will say regression to cause is the only way to be able to get change, and whatever it is, it's got to be because it was caused somewhere. I had a client who came to see me one day who said I asked him. In some form, I don't remember what the language was that I was using back in those days. The question is a little impoverished because I'm sure that in some manner I asked him what's the problem. Maybe I was clever enough to ask him what seems to be the problem, you know, but something like that. And he said, well, nothing really. And I was startled. I'm like, oh my God, now what am I going to do? Because I'm supposed to find out where this problem came from. You know, we've got to regress to the first time that he had this problem. That's, you know, it's what I had first learned to do. And clearly that wasn't going to work here. So what I said to him was, how long have you felt this way? When did you, you know, I mean, what is something has brought you here? And he says, well, I'm a screenwriter, and I'm a rather successful screenwriter. But I'd like to be more creative. So I said, oh, so you're not feeling very creative, huh? When did you start sensing a lack in your creativity? Because I was determined to find a way to take what he was offering me and fit it into that box that I had been given.
And we're back to, you know, if all you've got is a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail. So, I mean, and that's how you work now is very, very different from that. All the work I've seen you do is very conversational, very generative. What are some of the things that you bear in mind or that you do in order to work in that conversational way? And I know that conversational hypnosis is one of the things a lot of people are very interested in. What are some of your, you know, ideas about that, some of your tips, that sort of thing?